It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. With the North Bay Report, I'm Mark Prowl. Thanks for joining us. Monday night at 9, KRCB-TV presents Coverage, a story about California activists fighting to expand health care access to undocumented adults. The film follows Emma, an undocumented caretaker who looks after an elderly woman but is not able to qualify for health insurance. KRCB's Adia White talked with filmmaker Seth Hernandez-Ronquillo about why he felt her story was important to share.
The main kind of conflict that we really want to introduce is not just lack of access to health care for undocumented immigrants, but also how in policy work, particularly around immigrant rights issues, the experiences and struggles of young people are often prioritized over the experiences of other adults. And we see that in policies in the federal level, for example, the Federal Dream Act. These are important and significant victories that have happened in the immigrant rights movement. But what we really want to elevate is the experiences of adults and especially elders.
And you also have a lot of intimate scenes between caretakers and the elderly that they take care of. And it really makes you think about, well, what happens when this person who doesn't have access to health care gets to be that age? I mean, what happens when undocumented people age and really need that extensive level of healthcare?
We've been having feedback screenings with community leaders around, you know, their perspectives in the films, just so that we can better refine the story. And one of the most meaningful pieces of feedback I think that, you know, we got is in one of the scenes in the film, the person that Emma takes care of talks about how, you know, her caregiver is always there whenever she needs anything, you know, and the audience member was saying, yeah, so Emma is always there for this person, but I'm curious if, you know, when Emma needs support, you know, who is there for her?
And it's also really hard to tell these stories because there's not a lot of people that are willing to come out and say, I'm undocumented and this is what I'm experiencing. How did you work with the people that you interviewed to gain their trust?
One of the main things that we're really intentional about in this film is that the experiences of undocumented folks are not just being told by people who are just interested in the story, right? I myself, you know, as the person, you know, who helped to shepherd the project forward, you know, with the directing and the producing, I also happen to be undocumented myself. I'm a DACA recipient, and many of the producers in our team also have had experiences as immigrants. We really wanted to make sure that not just in front of the camera, but behind the camera, immigrants and undocumented folks, whether they have DACA, you know, or not, you know, have really the power to be able to tell this story and craft this story.
Well, can you give us a policy update on this? You've really kind of followed some bills through the legislature, and this was really a moving target while you were making the film. How did you kind of keep up with all of this? And can you kind of tell us where we are now?
So this year, California is able to expand healthcare access for all undocumented young adults between the ages of 19 and 25, making the state of California the first in the country to have such a policy, particularly to expand healthcare access for low-income undocumented young adults. But the key priority that we wanted to have is to really prioritize undocumented elders, you know, 65 and older.
That's filmmaker Seth Hernandez-Ronquillo. Watch his new film, Coverage, on KRCB TV 22, Monday night at 9. You can find out more about the film on our website, norcalpublicmedia.org.